Go on, Cormac Begley. With the All Blacks looking on in silence, mouths open, you see. Yeah, I can see the Irish team moving to that sound. I think we should start a campaign, or maybe not. Now, it's a Halloween season. The smell of barm bracks is in the air, and we have Chef Catherine Layden here in studio to teach us how to make the perfect barm brack. Firstly, you better teach them how to pronounce the word barn brack.
That's true. Yeah. Nearly everybody in Ireland calls it a barn brack, B-A-R-N. It's actually B-A-R-M,
yes.
Barn brack. And in Ireland, we're not great for baking with yeast, and the traditional barn brack is made with yeast.
Okay? Is it, and who is it, an English thing or an
it's
Irish thing?
It's an English thing. It's actually, yeah, it started as a Welsh thing.
Right.
Barra Britha, they're called. And that's just a yeast bread with bits of... Barra is loaf, and Britha is little bits through it. So there isn't much fruit in a barn brack. The tea brack that we prefer in Ireland is much moister. In fact, I much prefer it to the barn brack.
And it's a darker... Back. It's a darker...
The tea brack is darker.
Is it a bread or a cake or...
Well, actually, the barn brack is a bread, really.
Is it?
Very little sugar in it, only a tablespoonful of sugar in a pound,
okay,
of flour.
Right.
So that isn't very... Now, there's more sugar in the tea brack. It's much moister and it's much easier to slice or to cut.
I'm a big fan of the barn brack.
So the barn brack, the yeast one.
Well, no, no.
The tea brack.
This one here.
This one here. Yeah.
The one that you buy in the shop is the barn brack.
That's the barn brack, yeah. The yeast one.
So when I was 9, I went penny for the pooka.
Yeah.
And I think at the time I got 34 pence, old pence.
You're joking.
And I went up to Doyle's shop.
Yeah.
And what did I buy with it? Not sweets, not
barn brack.
Crisps. I bought barn brack. Which is a bit sad for a 9-year-old, I think, is it?
No, it's not, actually. No, it's no.
And it wasn't about the ring or the pea or the piece of cloth. It was about lashing butter
on it. Look,
yes,
at the butter I have here for you. You can't eat a brack without butter.
No,
Ray.
No. Now, you go for the tea. You prefer the tea brack yourself.
I prefer the tea. In fact, Ray, I prefer a tea brack to even fruitcake. It's lovely and moist. Now, not like a fruitcake, it doesn't last that long. In fact, a tea brack is best left for a day or two before cutting.
Right.
Now, what you do is you put your fruit into a bowl the night before, pour a half pint of cold tea on it, leave it overnight, then the next day, put it into a bowl, add flour, egg, mix spice. Mix it together into the loaf tin, 40 minutes later, baked.
Delish.
Yeah. Now, it's a very soft, sloppy mixture, unlike the yeast mixture, which, of course, is much thicker.
Right.
And the recipe I have for this yeast mixture, this barn brack, the yeast brack, you do not need to knead it, pardon the pun, and knock it back and so on. I just put the flour, salt, sugar and mixed spice into a bowl and my fast-acting yeast, one sachet of fast-acting yeast. Add my half pint of tepid water. Yeah. And for tepid water, you can kill the yeast with water that's too hot. So tepid is 2/3 cold, 1/3 hot.
Right.
Add that, put it into your mixer and mix with a dough hook for about 5 minutes.
Mm.
Now, if you don't have a freestanding mixer, the hand mixer, I find, doesn't
work.
No, because it burns out the motor. Because you've got quite a
thick
mixture.
Oh, yeah. So what can you do just by hand?
A bit of old elbow grease.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because you're trying to actually push the gluten or extend the gluten.
I only discovered the hook dough recently. I had it there and I was...
Well, the number of people that bought hand mixers and they just used the beaters, the dough hook is left in the drawer.
Yeah, yes. Also, not my own.
Oh, not at all. There are hundreds like it.
I don't feel so stupid.
No,
then.
The back of the cutlery drawer, you'll always find the dough hooks. They never use them.
Because I was making pizza dough for the first time.
Oh, now you'd be using the dough hooks for that.
Yes,
with the yeast, yeah.
And then somebody said a dough hook and I said, what's that? And then...
You found it.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah.
I looked up the picture on Google and I said, I've one of those.
What do you have in the back of the press, Ray?
Yeah,
it's interesting. Ray, most men in Ireland, as I say, we don't do yeast baking much, but it's getting a bit more popular now, particularly because of the pizza bases.
Yes.
But men prefer to make them than women.
Right.
Isn't that interesting? Yes.
What?
Make the yeast base, do the yeast baking. They seem to get satisfaction out of leaving it there to rise, knocking it back, kneading it, letting it rise again.
It's the science of it. Because
that must be what it is.
They say baking is science and cooking is art.
That's right. That's right.
Because
with the yeast baking, Ray, if you put too much salt in that or too much sugar, the water's too hot, you're going to kill the yeast. And, you know...
It's odd to say that because I was watching the Great British Bake Off the other night and there was bread week.
That's right, bread week last week.
And Paul Hollywood kept saying, for example, people were putting in flavours, various flavours.
Yeah.
And he said on a number of occasions that they put in too much flavouring that it killed the yeast
flavour. That's right, yeah.
So does it poison it or what does it do? Because yeast is a live thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you see, there you have it. You haven't much fruit in that barn brack at all.
It's sparse enough.
Very sparse, yeah. It's like what we called in Ireland long ago, station bread. A sultan at each station.
Spotted dog.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
It's different though. Spotted dog is a soda bread with...
That's what big station bread is as well. Yeah.
So, it's like the same as this. But there's no yeast in
No, just the basic. That's why that's what we use all the time in Ireland. We're not into much yeast baking at all.
Whatever you do, whether it's the tea one now, you've described that and you've described the yeast one, and we've put both of your recipes up online.
Very simple, yeah.
Now, the important things.
What you put into the bread.
Yes. The ring, the pea, the rag and whatever else. And of course, the waiver that people, if you get injured eating this, it's at your own risk. You eat this barn brack at your own risk.
Well, now I have nothing in these for that very reason, Ray.
Right.
Because, you know, people put in a ring, a coin, a bit of a rag, as they call it, a bit of cloth. What else? A bit of a twig, peas. With all the stuff, you'd have no brack left.
No.
I normally just put in a ring and a coin. That's what the children love to get.
Well, the ring, of course, when I became a teenager and you were, you know...
You were going to be married this year. Yeah.
So that's obvious, the ring is. But what about the rest of them? What?
The coin you were going to be wealthy this year.
Right.
The rag you were going to be in poverty. What else did I say? What else we go through?
A stick.
No, that's a bit non-political, that would you? You wouldn't have a happy marriage.
Okay, right.
With a stick.
Right. I won't be putting the stick in.
No. When I was growing up, it was said quite openly, but not nowadays. Not politically correct to say
In our family, because there was nine of us.
Well, there were 10 of mine, yeah.
All right, yeah. So you get the barn brack, and then my mum would get the bread knife. Yeah. You have one there, and she cut through it, and she'd go, that's for Joe, that's for Jackie, that's Ray, that's Hugh, you know, and right down along the line. So... You'd cut it up first, and you'd know then. You could get your slice.
And you'd hope the ring wouldn't pop up when you're cutting it.
Yes, yeah.
That was always a big
problem.
Or
break the knife.
You had to hide it. Now, it's important as well, Ray, to mention that if you are putting trinkets or stuff in the brack, wrap them in greaseproof paper before putting them into the dough. And don't put them into the mixture until it's actually in the tin.
Right.
And then stick it in various places.
But it's a bit of crack, isn't it, doing that?
What great fun. We used to love it as children. Yeah. See who'd get the ring.
Now, before we let you go, what mistakes do people make when it comes to the tea and the... What
well, as I've said with the brack, you're killing the yeast.
Yes,
very important.
That's that one, yes.
Not too much sugar, not too much salt, and not too hot water. You let it double in size and you bake at a very high temperature, 200 centigrade, 400 Fahrenheit, gas mark 6.
Right.
Unlike the tea brack, which is a very sloppy, wet mixture. Now, you can make that too wet, but it won't be nearly like water. It is quite runny. If it's too wet, the fruit will sink.
Okay.
Secondly, it's baked at a low temperature, like 150, 300, gas mark 4. Because it's so wet, you don't want the crust to form on top and be raw in the centre. So that takes slightly longer. That takes about an hour to bake.
Right.
Okay. At the lower temperature.
Lovely smells, because there's spices in
them. There's mixed spice in them, yes. Yeah.
It's now, nearly Christmassy.
I love it. That's what I say. I prefer tea brack to Christmas cake.
I feel like a barn brack should be dry and the butter moistens it up, says somebody.
The butter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello to Catherine from Joyce. Lovely to hear her on the radio.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
I used to love finding the ring wrapped in paper.
Oh, so do we all.
And it's my favourite time of the year when I see barn bracks in the shops. What do you feel about the Americanization of Halloween? No, because there was a time, Penny for the Pooka, now it's trick or treat.
There was none of that in my day.
No.
Do you know what we used to have? Remember the apple? You put the apple in a basin of water.
Yes,
did
and
you do that?
And get it, yes,
and your face would be drowned without getting in, but you had to get your teeth into the apple. And then was there swinging an apple?
There was, yeah.
With
again,
the coin in it.
You had your arms around your back. And then there was something.
And you'd be killed if you tried to catch your someone's
Then there was
hands.
Trying to get a coin out of flour.
Out of an apple, I think.
No, out of flour.
Oh, you put your face into the
flour.
Flour,
yeah.
That's right.
Again, health and safety was suffice from doing that.
But that was great fun.
Yeah.
It was much better fun, I think, than the trick and treating. Yeah. And all they're getting now with the trick and treat is sweets.
That's all. There's no healthy option.
No healthy option at all. No. And it's far better for the children to fruit.
But they'd laugh at you if you offer them fruit. They would.
Well, I remember one year having cupcakes made and they wouldn't take them.
No.
I made cupcakes for the trick-or-treaters and they wouldn't take them.
And you said, do you know who I am? I'm Catherine Lane.
That's right.
I'm an expert. These aren't just any ordinary
cupcakes. These are made
cupcakes.
Especially for you, yes.
Catherine, great to see you. And as I say, Catherine's recipes for both barn brack types are up on our web page. That's it from us. Great to hear Catherine's somebody else. And we devour them at our house. Our 9-year-old is mad for them. So there you go. My 9-year-old self is like, nice to hear that. Sarah's on Drive Time on her own. We are back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Have a brilliant weekend. And let's hope everything crossed that Ireland beat New Zealand and we've been great form on Monday. Good luck. See you. Thanks very much, Catherine. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.